Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
That's what happened to Job. People think the whole book of Job is about why the bad stuff happened to Job. And Job and his three friends, they discussed it and battled about it for chapter after chapter after chapter. And their whole emphasis is, why did this happen? That's their whole deal. Why did this happen? Why did these bad things happen to this good man? And they kept trying to figure that out. That is not the question. You know what the question is? What do you do when you don't know why? That's the question, and that's the test that Job failed. And thank God he overcame and recovered. But that's the test he began to fail. What do you do when you don't know why? That's the great test of faith. And see, that's what began to happen that night when they came to get Jesus. They'd seen Jesus just walk through crowds, people trying to kill him and couldn't touch him. They'd seen the dead raised. They'd seen all kinds. They'd seen demons run towards him and get cast out. He's not afraid of anything. They know it. And they watch him just stand there and let them take him and abuse him. And they didn't know why. What's going on? And that was the greatest test of their faith. Can you believe when you don't know why? Can you have faith when you don't understand? Yeah, it's the greatest test of faith. Don't fail now. You see people go to church for years and then something happened close to them that they don't understand. I've seen people, they shake a fist and go, God, it ain't right. It's not fair. It's not right. You should have done this, or you shouldn't have. See, that's what Job was trying to say. This ain't fair. It's not fair. Well, you just failed big time. That is offense. Why would somebody say, it ain't fair what's happening with them? They are offended at God. And they're believing lies. Because there is nothing that God should have done that he didn't do. There is nothing that he did that he shouldn't have done. He is perfect in all his ways. He has never failed anybody, and he never will. Let me tell you how to get through the toughest, darkest, roughest places in your life. You may not know why. Tears may be streaming down your face. You may be looking at situations you don't comprehend and you don't understand. But you look up through your tears and you say, Lord, I don't know. I don't understand this. But I know this. You're a good God. You're a faithful God. And you love me. And I will always believe in you. I will never quit trusting you. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to see it. I will always believe and trust in you. Friend, you will not stay down. The Almighty, if he has to move heaven and earth, he will raise you up. Because nobody ever trusted in him and was made ashamed. Nobody ever waited on him and relied on him and was disappointed. Has never happened and it never will. How do you stay out of the snare, number one? Anybody with me? How do you stay out of the snare? Stay away from that disrespectful, disbelieving, questioning. Number two, this is what it leads to. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples, who? His disciples. These are his partners, his people, people closest to him. His disciples did what? Murmured at it. He said to them, does this offend you? How many understand this service is different from the one the day before? As he taught these things that the Father had given him, you could feel the tension through the crowd. You could feel the people unhook. You could feel the offense. And people are talking among themselves going, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What is this? Questioning. And then they begin to gripe about it and murmur. See, that's the next step. You question it and then you do what? You gripe about it. You question it and then you complain about it. That ain't right. It ain't right. Nah, grumble and gripe and complain. Then what does it lead to? Keep reading. Does this offend you? So they are already offended. He said, what it if you'll see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? In other words, he said, if you can't handle this, you sure couldn't handle that. It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life, but they were despising these words. They were offended at these words. For there were some of you that what? That's the third thing that happens. So you get offended. You could include that if you wanted to. But you question, you complain, and you stop believing. You believed not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, that's why I told you, no man can come to me except it were given to him of my Father. And from that time, many of the disciples did what? That's the last step there. Questioning. What else? Complaining and griping about it. And then what? You quit believing. What happens after that? You leave. You leave. They went back for a while and then got back with him? No. They walked no more with him. What does that mean? That was it. They did not get back with him. How could that happen with Jesus? It did. And it's happening today. People don't think that they're offended with Jesus, but they are, because he's the one that was speaking through the people they're upset with. Say it again with me. Questioning.
Questioning.
Complaining.
Complaining.
Stop believing.
Stop believing.
Leave.
Leave.
So when you get to that point, you are entrapped. You are snared. The trap worked. And at that point, you are not going on in your race. You're there toying with this thing. How many have seen people that 20 years later, you bring up the subject and they start fuming? Oh, bitter, angry, resentful. I know there was a man that I ministered to in healing school. Bless his heart. Just to be around him, he was a nice acting guy. And he was there for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks with serious life-threatening health problems. I thought part of the time, Lord, I just don't understand why this man's not receiving his healing any better than this. Because he'd been this way for years and years and years. So, Lord, I began to pray extra about it. Lord, how can I help him? What's hindering him? Do you hear that word? What's hindering him? One day we're standing in the lobby after a service. Got to talking about something. Got to talking about a particular area of business. Actually an item we were talking about that turned into a business conversation because he used to own this particular business. And as we got to talking, his face changed. And he began to tell me about somebody that did him wrong in business. And man, the more he talked about it, the harder. I'd never seen him like this. The harder he got. Until after a few minutes, he's virtually ranting and raving about this. These people duped him and took advantage of him and basically stole his business. He wound up by saying at the end, he's ranting and raving. He said, I wish I had a tank. I'd just pull it up, maim it at their house and just blow that thing off the block. And the Lord said, that's why. That's why. Now see, this physical problem had incapacitated him. He was not able to do his ministry. He was not able to do what God had called him to do. He is not moving forward in his race. And he had been entangled in this thing for decades. That's sad. I said, that's sad. That's sad. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
Come on, say it a little stronger.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Jesus looked at his disciples. Are you there, verse 66? Many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And Jesus said to the 12, will you also go away? Why would he say that to them? It must have crossed their mind. Right? Why would he say it? Do you see how serious this was this day? I mean, people left Jesus not just for the day they unhooked from his ministry. They said basically, take me off the mail list. Take my name off a church roster. I ain't coming back. This is with Jesus. Masses of them left and did not come back. And he's sitting there with his staff. And he looked at them. And he said, you're going away too? What'd they say? Peter spoke up. He said, well, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. That is a faith statement. I said, that's a faith statement. Not talking about what we don't understand today. He said, no, we know this. We know this. You have the words of eternal life. No, we're not going anywhere. We believe, we're sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But there was one, you know, still sitting there. That later on sold Jesus for a little bit of money. Why? Offense had gotten in his heart and that root of bitterness had not gotten out. This is a man handpicked by Jesus. Jesus didn't make a mistake in picking this man. But all of us have a free will. And if we don't respond correctly, we can get to questioning and complaining, lose our faith and quit believing in God and his words and in those that we should believe in. And if that happens, you'll wind up leaving and unhooking. And if that happens, you can be ensnared and be stationary in your race and not make progress. But you don't have to. Not now. Not ever. And if you've been having trouble in this area and if you've seen some things while we've been talking today, you're in a good place today because we're about to take communion. And by the blood of the Lamb and by the body of the Master, we can be forgiven of any bitterness and resentment and holding any grudges. We can let it go and we can take communion. And over the cup, we can make a stand and by the grace of God say, I refuse to be offended. Today or tomorrow or the next. I refuse to be ensnared in my race. In Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Offended, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804D. That's R804D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.